What about this idea that could the world just bifurcate, where you have more that like country, like if you have like countries that align more with like the US and US values, versus, thinking like China, Russia.
First of all, it's happening. And by the way, I would say it's less really around values than it is around practicalities. You know, who am I trading with? Who's going to economically, militarily? It's just basically economics and military. Who's going to be advantageous? And so, you know, it's happening that way. However, we are extremely connected. And when you have the bifurcation, it's extremely costly and extremely risky. So we're having it. Like each country is thinking, if I was to go to war, will I be self-sufficient? Okay. And then the developing of resources to try to be self-sufficient doesn't lend itself to efficiency. That's not the primary objective. And then to disconnect is very, very difficult. You know, we are, you know, electronically, digitally connected to the fraction of a second. Getting people or stuff from one place to another is shorter than it is has ever been. And it's a very risky environment. So bifurcation means, by way of example, less harmonization, less world order.